and you have been condemned by everybody, and you have learned only one thing. Self-condemnation. You go on hiding it, it is not something beautiful to show to others. You know ugly things are hidden in you. You know evil things are hidden in you. You know animality is hidden in you. Unless you transform your attitude and accept yourself as one of the animals in existence. The word animal is not bad. It simply means alive. It comes from anima. Whoever is alive is an animal. But man has been taught that you are not animals. Animals are far below you. You are human beings. You have been given a false superiority. The truth is, existence does not believe in the superior and the inferior. To existence, everything is equal. The trees, the birds, the animals, the human beings. In existence, everything is absolutely accepted as it is. There is no condemnation. If you accept your sexuality without any conditions, if you accept that man and every being in the world is fragile, life is a very thin thread which can break down any moment. Once this is accepted and you drop false egos of being Alexander the Great, Muhammad Ali the thrice great, if you simply understand that everybody is beautiful in his ordinariness, and everybody has weaknesses, they are part of human nature, because you are not made of steel. You are made of a very fragile body. The the span of your life is between 98 degrees temperature and 110 degrees temperature. Just 12 degrees of temperature is your whole span of life. Fall below it and you are dead. Go beyond it and you are dead. And the same applies to 1001 things in you. Your one of the most basic need is to be needed, but nobody wants to accept it, that it is my basic need to be needed, to be loved, to be accepted. We are living in such pretensions, such hypocrisies. That is the reason why intimacy creates fear. You are not what you appear to be. Your appearance is false. You may appear to be a saint, but deep down you are still a weak human being with all the desires and all the longings. The first step is to accept yourself in totality, in spite of all your traditions, which have driven the whole humanity insane. Once you have accepted yourself as you are, the fear for intimacy will disappear. You cannot lose respect. You cannot lose your greatness. You cannot lose your ego. You cannot lose your piousness. You cannot lose your saintliness. You have dropped all that yourself. You are just like a small child, utterly innocent. You can open yourself because inside you, you are not filled with ugly depressions which have become perversions. You can say everything that you feel authentically and sincerely. And if you are ready to be intimate, you will encourage the other person also to be intimate. Your openness will help the other person also to be open to you. Your unpretentious simplicity will allow the other also to enjoy simplicity, innocence, trust, love, openness,